and welcome to Elizabeth Magical Garden, a magical garden reaching for the stars.
Episode 148. Hi, my name is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Magical Garden, a magical garden reaching for the stars. Guys, it was just popping not too long ago. You know, I'm so hyped to be outside. I find myself doing things. We're just going to just dive deep like we always do. So I've been going on these short walks around like really close in the radius of, you know, where I live. And now I felt like today would be a perfect day to finally venture over back to, you know, my favorite spot, you know, when I record. And I said to myself, I said, you know, I really feel like I'm strong enough to do that. And I did. I feel really good now. Yes, my back a little bit. I'm realizing it's just going to take time. The same way it took time for me to get here, it's going to take time for me to get out of here. So I'm just being patient. But in saying that, there's so many blessings that I'm receiving within the pain. Let me tell you, everything is a sacrifice. And a lot of people are not comfortable with the word sacrifice because they feel like it's evil, blood, and this, and sometimes, unfortunately, that is included. Okay, I did not make the rules. But sacrifice comes in so many different shapes and sizes. I feel like even with this situation with my back and me straining my muscle, when I was at the gym, which I'm still like, wow. But you know what? There's a lesson and a season for everything. And if this is my season right now, I welcome it because I'm growing so much within it. You know what I mean? Through the pain, it's showing me, you know, when I started going to the gym, I learned so much along that way as well, which is perseverance, getting through the pain. You feel me? And now I'm here and it's the same thing, but just in a different way. Okay. This one I didn't. Okay. So, but in saying that, today I felt stronger. So I came to my local park that, you know, you already know that's like my home. And I was walking around and they did a lot of work, you know, in the area. So now it's like it's springtime and now everybody's benefiting from it. But in saying that, people are also littering. Why do we still have litter bugs? Guys, pick up after yourselves. Listen, it's think about it. You didn't have to do anything. You know, you walked here, you walked to your beautiful park, you walked to the location. Why? Because you wanted to get a breath of fresh air. You also wanted to be around nature. Guys, you already know. I'm on a side that I normally would not record because of the noise. It's more busy on this side, but it's actually more quiet, believe it or not, because a lot of, at this time of the day, people are walking the children. I'm talking about like 15, 20, 12, 16 amount of them, and they're little. So I try to just like let them have their space to do their exploring. You know what I mean? I already did that. You can never do it enough, but they are new. You know what I mean? The new. Guys, so I literally just had I feel so blessed and so honored, and I really want to share this with you guys. I wanted to express how I'm feeling because depending on where you are in your season, it may feel like you'll never laugh again. If it may feel like nothing will ever look the same again, it may feel like nothing will taste, feel, or anything you do will never feel the same again. And you're partially right. Actually, you actually are right. But the reason why it'll never be the same is because you'll have more gratitude when you experience those things because of what you went through, right? So being here, I worked very hard to be here. So I have gratitude. So anyway, this truck, you know, your girl is like, she got to get into stuff. This truck was actually passing by. Oh God, I hope it's not coming back. It was passing by and it was one of those trucks, like those maintenance for like the park. So I asked him, I said, you know, I said, good morning. I asked him, did he have an extra plastic bag? So he looked back and he said, yes. So I took the bag and I hopped over this little fence. I know I shouldn't be hopping over anything. Literally, it was like a kind of like a side push. Guys, it is what it is. Everybody's doing their work just like I'm doing. I'm sharing the good news. So anyway, I leaped over a bit. Okay, I was very strategic. It was not an uncomfortable fence. So I was over the fence. And then finally, when I was gathering the things, like, you know, coffee cups, people having their coffee as I'm having my coffee right now, but I'm throwing it in the garbage and wrappers and stuff like that. So I proceeded to pick up the things, and these group of kids that was on a nature walk with their teachers, right? I'm literally in mid, like, putting in a bag, and the lady stopped. She said, "See, this is why isn't, remember what we was talking about in class, you know, and it's good to pick up your litter." I said to myself, I was a bit selfish in the beginning, because when she said hello, I said I was trying to do it in secret, right? Because you know me, I like to just, but that's, I felt kind of bad for that, because like, why don't you want to, I didn't realize, like, you know, the little kids and everything. So when I did realize, I chimed in, you know, I didn't know, was, you know, I didn't foresee me, getting into the spiel of the walk of the day. But you know what? I instantly felt blessed. I was like, yes, your teacher's right. Good morning. I was like, it's very good. Put your throw your stuff in the garbage. Pick up after yourself. Pick up after other people if they forgot, right? But you know, they ain't forget, but you know, they little. And it was so nice. Like, I felt like that was so, it literally just happened. And I was going to record anyway, because I bought my specific lapel, but to have that happen and have all this joy around me, like dogs, it's just like a really beautiful time to be outside. And I'm just so grateful that I made it right on time. Boo. Because you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying bye, 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 but at least, you know, just being able to get up and walk. And guys, nothing is for a happenstance. Then having major like gratitude is the key to all your blessings, whether regardless of what you believe in. If you believe in anything more power than yourself, if you believe in the creator God, like, honestly, you will find yourself in so many magical realms that is not even funny. That's why for me, in my personal practice, I know what I know. Okay, so that's all I really am concerned about. I just feel like in this life, as we develop into our true selves, we have different encounters. So are you supposed to, this is just my theory, I don't believe in just like throwing everything away. You always want to keep some. If it made some sense to you, if it showed up in your life, regardless if it's positive or negative, learn something from it, get something from it, so it's not in vain, period. So that's why for me, I just know what I know. I believe in the creator. I believe in my magic. I believe. Okay. I believe. Okay. And you should believe in you too. I'm not trying to preach, but I'm just saying. So the fact that these little kids would pass mid range, guys, how cute. At least I look decent. Okay. So you already know. So that was that. So I said to myself, I'm going to take a couple of pictures for my blog. Be sure to check that out at Elizabeth Magical Garden. Okay, we are popping. I've been putting up short little blogs. I'm just trying to make sure. No, I'm not trying. I'm working on keeping up in terms of putting energy into the things that matter to me. And my blog matters to me. So I've been once a week, every Thursday, putting up short but sweet blogs. Be sure to check that out, as well as my YouTube channels. One, okay, so my vlog, you know, it's your girl living the life at Elizabeth Magical Garden. And my podcast, I also upload over there. And sometimes there's a lot of visuals that go with these particular podcasts that I record on audio. So be sure to check that out at Elizabeth Magical Garden Podcast on YouTube. Guys, I just really believe that the way we see ourselves, the way we treat ourselves, the way we take time to give back and pour into ourselves shows up in other realms as well. And, you know, this type of energy attracts other like-minded energy. You know what I'm saying? And you have more discernment of what is not in line with you. Because let me tell you something, if you are every day working on living and being true, regardless of what state you find yourself in, being true to yourself and giving love in that those spaces and not begrudging it. Like, hence, Let me give you an example. Yesterday, I was going to cook. I was like, okay, you know, I got enough energy. I did a lot. I did tend to my plants. I have two like really big plants, and I had to give them some soil because I was like, I'm not going to repot them because first of all, the energy, and number one, they're already big. I'm not trying to get them bigger. I'm a little bigger, but not to the point where not yet because that takes more work. They're big enough, so. I just wanted to add soil. So after that, I was wiped out and I just couldn't make anything to eat. And I was just so tired. So I said to myself, I'm just going to order some Chinese food. Now, usually I'm like, no Chinese food. I try not to do that. But I let myself have it. And these are the things, this is the reasons why I say 90-20. If you take time to do the right thing for you more often than not, when you do, you know, when things change, it's not so much like, oh, like of a crazy thing. Just like, you know, your personal space. Put your things away. Put your stuff up. Fold your clothes. Put your clothes away. Neaten up. And it's not about how big your area is. I don't give a damn if it's a box. Make that box pop. Literally. You know, keep your stuff in order because then when you give yourself the chance and the blessings, so when you open your eyes, you have peace. You feel me? It's not because you want to be so neat. It's what it gives to you. See, these are always my focus. What it gives to me, and is a double win because, well, a triple win actually. Because look, you put yourself in a winning position. You're doing something that is good too. So ricochet, you feel me? So I love that spin on things. I love to take as well as give. And I said it in the right order, okay? For me. Because if you taking, you gotta be giving in one way or another. You know, and I just want to share this with you guys. I just feel like this is such a, oh my God, like guys, this is such a special podcast. This is because this is the last Friday when I'm a 49. Okay. I'll be, by the grace of everything good, 50. Okay. And June is coming up very, very soon. So I feel I have so much gratitude to be able to be in a spot that I'm in considering. Guys, stay in peace, stay in love, and most importantly, stay in power. Peace. Hey guys, leave a comment, a review, preferably 5 stars. And don't forget to check me out on Instagram because what is popping over there? And also check out my YouTube channel to stay connected and see your girl's lovely face. Guys, I love you so much. Keep on pushing, and I'll definitely, definitely speak to you soon. Be blessed.